Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of the OKR's Q&A podcast, also known as the OKR Corral, where OKR Insight is the king. I'm your host, Tim Meinhardt, President and CEO of Attruity, an OKR consultancy headquartered in our nation's capital. Before we begin, if you're an OKR fan and enjoy our podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, and explore our website at attruity1.com. On today's program, we're thrilled to have the opportunity to spend some time with Kathy Miller. Kathy is the Managing Director for the Dallas-Fort Worth area for Diversant, a large IT staffing company headquartered out of Red Bank, New Jersey. Kathy has over 17 years as a successful staffing professional. Her skills include all phases of sales management, large account business development, and solution selling. Kathy is engaging, insightful, and shares with us today how she has successfully used OKRs with her entire team and how it's brought out the best, not only in results, but the people she manages. You will thoroughly enjoy this podcast. Please, everyone, welcome Kathy Miller. So Kathy, welcome to the program. Share with our audience a little bit about yourself, what you do, and some of your largest accomplishments.
All right. Well, I work for Diversant. We are a IT staffing company and a minority-owned business. I run our Texas region and really help develop sales reps across the state as well as develop our business here. I think accomplishment-wise, that's a tough one to say what my biggest accomplishment is. I would just say maybe 20 years of surviving a crazy industry.
It is, and it can be a truly crazy industry. So we got started with your organization of OKRs in the beginning of this year. Mm-hmm. What were your initial impressions of OKRs, Kathy?
It's interesting. I read the book, Measure What Matters. I was intrigued by the process and all the high profile companies that were using the process. But honestly, I was really confused when I read the book, and it seemed complicated at first. So I was really curious to see how would this work and how could we roll this out as a company?
Yeah, it can be confusing. Sometimes it's we understand an objective, we understand a key result, but how the heck does this all come together in this productivity within a business? What was your largest challenge getting started with OKRs?
Yeah, I think not overcomplicating the process and really working with the team to develop OKRs that matched my OKRs. And at the same time, ensuring that that was the team, each individual's own idea versus mine, as well as kind of how it all mapped up to the top of the company. And it's interesting, I thought it would be more of a challenge than it was, but with all the open dialogue, it's funny how you all align with the same goals in mind for your own individual contribution piece. But the biggest challenge for me was just not overcomplicating it for sales reps who are already busy in their day doing a lot of stuff and adding one more thing to their plate.
Right. Not only were you involved from a managerial level, reporting to your regional manager, but you also, and it was one of the things I really wanted to expand a little bit on during our podcast here today, was you took it down to the individuals of your organization, and walk our audience a little bit through what had taken place that you said, hey, things we want to change, or we want to have a great quarter. So I'm going to take a couple shots here and what did that begin to look like for you?
It's interesting. We'd always done goal setting and tried to put actions around our goals every quarter. And so when this got rolled down to me in Q2, I thought, why not attempt this with my team, but maybe simplify it down a little bit. And at that point, we got hit with COVID, and our office, our key accounts where most of our business comes from, froze, as well as we lost a lot of consultants, and it all happened within a 2 to 3 week period. So for me, it was a way to help people get laser focused and make them feel good about what they were accomplishing on a daily basis, since the grim outcome of what we were facing was pretty rough at that time. So Q2, I rolled it out with them where I did it individually. And once a month, I went over it with them, Tim. And then in Q3, I actually rolled it out where I had them go over it as a team in a forum together. And Q3 is where we got our best results so far. So I'm anxious to see Q4.
That's fantastic. I was actually unaware. I do this for roughly 40 plus managers in your organization. But I was unaware that you had taken it down to the individual. When you and I chatted and you said, Tim, we had one of our best quarters ever, and resurrected literally our branch through the objectives and key results methodology. I was stoked. It was really terrific. And I would assume that might be your biggest success story with OKR. Yeah.
I was kind of saving that for you when we got to that point. I would say it is. We opened 7 new accounts as a team in Q3. Wow. We had 12 placements in those 7 accounts, 1 direct hire placement, and the average margin on those billable were probably $400 a week higher than our branch average, and the GM percentage was outstanding. So it's also more business that we've developed in a quarter than we had in 2 years.
Wow. Kathy, that you really did have a fantastic quarter. So what advice would you give our audience? Sometimes people listen and they're thinking about an OKR program for their organization. What type of advice and insight would you give them about doing something like this?
I would definitely give them the advice to start with someone like yourself to come into the organization to help implement and execute. The brainstorming exercise you did with me the very first time we did this, I think those types of exercises, we're not going to know how to do that from reading the book. We're going to need to know someone like yourself to help with that piece of it. But the second piece, honestly, Tim, is being able to roll it out as it makes sense and it fits as you roll it down, I think, from a team perspective, and not to overcomplicate it. Right. That'd be my advice.
Sure. I'm going to take a twist here for a second.
Sure.
How do your reps feel about it? What were their thoughts around once this was presented to them, and how do they feel about it today?
It's interesting. I think they thought, why are we doing this? This seems cheesy, right? But keep in mind, we've done goal setting every quarter. And that's just a big piece of our team and how we operate. So I think in the beginning, they were trying to figure out, how is this any different than how they set goals? And by the end of Q3, what they feel now is it's a lot more focus and kind of in your face and simple. I also think that some of them put things out there. One of them had a weekly GM goal he wanted to hit by the end of Q2. And I thought he was crazy when he set the goal and he hit it. And then the same thing in Q3. I didn't say a word. I was like, okay.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot. And I think what the team likes most, and I like it too, is you don't judge yourself based on not hitting your KRs. Right. And that we're learning that we want KRs we know we can hit, but that scare us.
Right.
And right. I think we've all kind of come to that conclusion. I think I had a personal experience with that too, with you, with some of the KRs we wrote. And I thought, God, this is crazy. I can't believe I just said I'm going to do this. But if everything goes right, I could do it.
Right.
And then hitting some of the KRs I hit for Q3. And I think each individual performer, the KRs they were able to accomplish. I have one guy over 15K in weekly spread. When we started this KR process, he was, I think, at 9K in weekly spread.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just remarkable. How about the one burning question that you had about OKRs that you had going in, and what was the answer that you found?
My burning question is, especially as I read the book, Measure What Matters, and we started this process, was how would my OKRs that I write actually match what the company's OKRs are. And how do they match my bosses? And I guess I went, when I kind of read through and I thought, I know what I want to do, but how's this all going to match and flow?
Right.
And the answer is it does. And I think it's because as a company, you don't realize how much you're communicating on a regular basis with what it is you're trying to achieve and accomplish. And then all of our roles have a rhyme and a reason for what our own individual contribution is. And that it does kind of flow up and match for the most part, maybe a little things off, but overall, I think that was my biggest burning question.
Yeah. Terrific. That's great insight because, you know, visibility is a big piece of this. And when you have a chance to see all the other managers' objectives and key results as well, that gives everybody that sense of, oh gosh, here it is, it's front and center, but I can see the whole picture now. You know, when before you'd see, hey, I know where my little world is, and, but yet how does it relate to a larger world? And that visibility aspect and, you know, working from your regional manager's objectives and key results as they relate to you is where I think you then see that development take place. So Kathy, in closing, I'd like to ask one final question of you.
All right.
Is there any other advice or anything you'd like to allow our audience to know a little bit about the OKRs that we might have not touched upon?
Ooh, I think you touched on everything for the most part. The only other thing I would say, and I feel like we touched on this, is the team collaboration around your OKRs, because we are doing it as a team in a team environment, exposing you to hearing your peers' OKRs. You start thinking more about how can you help your peer. And I've kind of felt that as a as an MD with my peers, and I've seen our account managers on the team are rolling this out to all. They each know each other's common goal and their common goal together. So I think it's been really helpful to share as a team this process.
Fantastic. Kathy, I want to thank you so much for taking time today to be on our program. Your insight was outstanding. And I know anyone that has a chance to listen to this will find this episode to be extremely enjoyable and informative. So with that, I'm going to say have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it. Bye now.